exciting episode of the ION Healthcare Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Corey Chapman. Excited to be back here with my cohort, co-host, friend, confidant, Mr. John Bartolovich. Hello, John.
Hello, Corey. Hello, audience. How is everybody doing?
Well, John, this is a podcast. It's not interactive.
Understood.
Maybe they're listening and they're saying, John, I'm doing wonderful. Or, John, it's been a long year. But nonetheless, we are here.
Rhetorical for the audience, actual for you.
True story. I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Not too bad. Okay. Not too bad coming into the end of the year.
Yes. Recording this really on the eve of the end of the year. But this should be probably the first podcast in your pod catcher in the new year. So happy new year. Happy 2022.
Happy new year, everybody.
Excellent. So, John, it's been a little bit since we've done a mailbag episode, and that's not because our mailbox is empty. We always get great questions, and then we just let them sit in there and fester. It's because we've had some really great content. I think we've had some really great content to talk about over the last few episodes, a couple nice guests, things of that nature. And I'm going to use this pun. We're mailing it in here at the end of the year on a podcast. We're mailing it in. I got to go. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, folks. But we are jumping into our mailbag. We do appreciate everybody who's pinged us. Typically, John, I'll tell you, because I run the mailbag, it's via LinkedIn. We get those LinkedIn messages. Hey, listen to the podcast. At some point, will you talk to us about this or that or the other? And so continue to do that. If you have questions or show ideas, send those to us in a direct message to John or myself on LinkedIn. And maybe we got to create like an email address or something, John, going forward. But we'll get to all that in a little bit. So, John, a big one that's come up, especially because we are in iHealth, is the uncertainty or the blurriness. Oh, I'm going crazy today with these puns. Around understanding vision versus medical insurance. Okay. So I know I've had that question. I know you've talked about getting diabetic retinopathy screening. You've probably gone through that process. Can you break down the differences between vision and medical insurance?
Absolutely. And it's a fair question. We get this a lot when we are in conversation with PCP offices. Starts off usually with the patient tells us they've had this done. And really the challenge for the PCP office is they need to get a little bit more information. What exactly did you have done? Because just because a patient goes and has an eye exam, reads a Snellen chart, gets their refractive error, gets their new glasses, doesn't necessarily mean that they've had a full comprehensive eye exam. Odds are they have, but there are chances that it isn't. So the thing to keep in mind is that in the PCP office, they will be billing for a medical procedure. Why is that? Because your medical insurance is to protect you from unexpected costs, from eye injury, from injuries, not just your eyes, but injury, illness. Whereas your vision insurance is really there to provide a wellness benefit, prescriptive eyewear, lenses, routine eye care. So the easiest way to explain this is if I go to my optometrist to get my eyes checked, I'm going to get an eye exam. I'm going to get, the refraction. I'm going to read an eye chart, the whole nine yards, may get a puff test. That's going to be billed to my vision insurance. If I went to the eye doctor because I had pink eye, then they would be billing my medical insurance because now they are treating a disease, not doing a routine exam.
Okay. Okay, that makes sense. But I still feel some blurriness in, not in your description of it, because that makes a lot of sense. But tell me, then let's start to break things down. What is not covered under, say, vision insurance?
If you're going for vision, here's what's covered. It's probably easier to say what's covered. Annual vision exams. So most places are, you're going to see the eye doctor. They're going to do, they should be doing a comprehensive exam. I believe they are. Then you're going to get your eyeglass frames where, you know, up to a certain dollar amount will be covered. Over that, you pay a copay or you pay the difference. Same thing with your lenses and coatings, and contact lenses. So probably one thing to add to this is, I know when I go to my eye doctor, there's always a test or two that's not covered on my vision insurance. Typically in my physician's office, it's an OCT exam. So they'll say, this isn't covered by your insurance. It'll cost $50. Do you want to have it done? And that's the point where the PCP needs to dig deeper in when they're having a conversation with their patient who says, I already had this done at my eye doctor. The question needs to be, did they do a medical test to examine your eyes, to examine the back of your eyes? Odds are they did take the lens and look in the back of your eye, but did they do an OCT? Did they take photographs? Because that then, you know, if you're paying that out of pocket, that is your medical component and might be, not saying it is, but might be an indicator to the PCP that, yes, they did have this done. But when we're talking about the diabetic eye exam, the biggest key, as you're well aware, Corey, is if the primary care physician has no record of the exam being done, then it is safe to assume the exam has not been done. Now, goes back to everything we always talk about. Three things happen when a patient gets referred to go to the eye doctor. They either go and the result gets sent back, gets put in the chart, everybody's happy. They either go and then the office is spending a lot of time chasing down that chart to try to get that result so that they can go ahead and mark that that patient has had that and qualified for their HEDIS measures. And then, you know, the other third of the time, patient just doesn't go. And there's a lot of reasons why. We can talk about them all day long. Typically, they're going to be, I can't find a sitter. I can't get off work. I don't have transportation. Something along those lines that, you know, is really a social determinant of health that is impacting their ability to go and get that done. So that's why, yes, they may or may not have had this done at the optometrist office. And it's important for the PCP office and their staff to just ask a couple of more key questions. But then again, the rule of thumb should be is if you don't have the result, it didn't happen.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, and I'll just tell this as a true side story for myself. My optometrist and my ophthalmologist share a building. And it's funny if you look at it from a sky view, they're attached. It's like a big rectangle and there's just doors on either end of them. And I always go, obviously, and get my glasses done and, you know, get new contacts. And about a year ago, this past summer, they said, hey, we're seeing something. But no HIPAA laws are being broken here. I won't get into it. And they said, this was July. They said, hey, go make an appointment with the ophthalmologist because I want them to do a little bit more battery of tests. Now, all I had to do, John, was either pick up the phone or walk out that door. Walk about 30 feet, walk in the next door, and then physically make an appointment. And I went, oh, yeah, I'll do that. Right. And no, by the way, educated and I care, right? I mean, I work in this industry with you. Do you know after that July appointment when I saw my ophthalmologist? December 31st of last year. And partially it was they were backed up, But the other part was I wasn't following up and getting an appointment on the books until the end of the year. And this is somebody who's educated, who could have just walked to the other end of the building and got it done. So when we talk about, and I know we've done shows on this, social determinants of health, if you can't get that test done right there and then, you just broke it down. Maybe they go. Maybe they don't get the report back. Maybe they, and I, by the way, had to bring my report over to them. I had to physically carry it over to them because their systems didn't talk to each other. So I can only imagine the frustration on your average patient that has to go from one to the other or have those conversations with the PCP when they have diabetes and say, well, did you have this test done? I don't know. I went there and they did this and they did that. So totally, again, just my own story, totally understand like all those levels of frustration trying to get those reports.
So exactly. And that's the same thing. It was the same way with me for a long time where I had to do the exact same thing. And that's why it's just critical that, you know, eyesight, everything's important with your health, but eyesight is important. One other side note to this, I participated in a training from the American Diabetic Association, specifically around retinopathy, diabetic retinopathy. And the biggest takeaway, I've been in this industry 10 years, but the biggest takeaway I took away from that was that the optometrist who was running the training said at the very end of the training that being able to read a Snellen chart is not an indication of healthy eyes. It is an indication of vision, but it doesn't mean that you have healthy eyes. And how often do we see that the patient goes in and does get their diabetic retinopathy exam, and they may have been newly diagnosed, and in that very first exam, there is some sort of diabetic pathology identified.
Right.
Yeah. So very important that PCPs work with the eye care community to get results when patients are going. But really, we are tagging and really trying to get the patient that's not going to that eye care professional. We want to catch that patient and catch any disease so that if there is an issue, they can go and get that taken care of.
Anything did we miss on this? I mean, I want to get to our next question.
We could talk about this. We could do an hour show on this. I mean, we earlier this year, yeah, we did a training with the sales team, and what was meant to be a 15, 20 minute training turned out to be a 45 minute training, and we still didn't cover everything. So the key takeaway is get those eye exams done.
100%. Okay. And great stuff there, John. All right. Question number two, we'll limit it to two on this episode. I think that's our theme anyway. We like to do short shows and quick questions here. So, John, I'm going to turn this one to you. What do we have in store for the Ion Healthcare podcast in 2023?
Well, we've got a lot of interesting things taking place, Corey. First and foremost, we are submitting an abstract to ARVO to talk about the pathology data that has been acquired through TopCon Screen and how we find more than just diabetic retinopathy. Hopefully it will be accepted and somebody from the TopCon team will get to go to New Orleans and present the abstract. We also have a webinar coming up that I want to tag that will be talking about the new CMS REACH model, social determinants of health, and how the diabetic eye exam will help to achieve some of those aspects. But then, you know, I also heard that you have some news for us, Corey, and I've got to say, from a personal standpoint, I'm disappointed, but I'll let you announce.
Oh, you're turning it over to me for disappointment. Yeah, John, this is not easy to announce, but this is going to be my last episode of the Ion Healthcare podcast, turning the reins over to you 100% going forward. By the time this episode hits all the podcatchers, I will have moved on from Topcon Healthcare Solutions after four really fantastic years. I got an opportunity that I couldn't turn down, staying in healthcare, which is very important to me. For a show that I helped build a couple years back, I'm going to miss it. I love podcasting. I love sharing and learning knowledge, right? And working with you, John, has been fantastic because, quite frankly, I can just show up and ask the questions and you deliver all the fantastic knowledge to the audience. But, you know, I'm excited for the future. I'm excited for where you're going to take this show. You know, this has been like a back and forth show, and I wonder if there'll be more guests. I wonder if you'll take it in new directions. And, I mean, I don't know. Do you have a preview of what's to come in the new year?
Yeah, I think while we are, and I say this, while we are auditioning co-host, I plan to work with individuals within TopCon to see if we can replace the person who really is not replaceable, my partner in crime. But in the interim, while we're doing that, having some co-hosts, guest hosts, if you will, also plan to bring on some guests. There's a lot of exciting things going on, not only in the diabetic retinopathy eye space, but in the eye space in general, that we can bring in some partners and hopefully future partners to come in and discuss what they're up to, when it comes to, diseases in the eye. And, you know, as I said, we'll be auditioning some co-hosts. Probably have a sales rep or two on the podcast to tell us the day in the life of a TopCon diabetic retinopathy screening representative. So that's where we're headed. And again, it's been an honor and a pleasure to podcast with you. You introduced me to podcasting. I've gotten the bug. I fully intend to keep up with this podcast because I think, it is an added value and an added service that we bring not only to our clients, but to the marketplace in general. So with that, I am going to let you sign off for one final time as the co-host of the Ion Healthcare podcast. So I'm turning it right back over to you, partner.
All right, John. Again, same right back at you. It's been an honor and a pleasure. I will continue. I have it subscribed, and I will continue to listen. Looking forward to the future of the podcast, the future of TopCon Screen. The work that's being done here is fantastic. There's no doubt about it. And I've just been honored to be a part of this process the last 4 years. So let's close it out for one last time with me anyway. For John Bartolovich, I'm Corey Chapman. This has been another wonderful edition of the Eye on Healthcare podcast. We'll see you next time.
Thanks, everybody.